Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
China has called Donald Trump's bluff, and Donald Trump has folded, leaving American families and farmers and small businesses to deal with the wreckage from his blunders, from his erratic, on-again, off-again tariff policies. Americans, beware. Trump will spend the next few days trying to spin the so-called agreement as a win for America. But that is total bull.
Well, that's Chuck Schumer. I'm sure you recognize the voice. I don't know if he tripped and bumped his head on the way into the Senate chamber or not, but Donald Trump's Asia trip was a pretty dramatic success in a lot of ways, not just with the trade deals, with the minerals, the important minerals that we need. We secured several deals for that before he ever got to China. Or he could pull a Biden administration deal and just never talk to our foreign adversaries. I mean, maybe that's what Chuck would prefer. I don't know. Hey, let me get to Brent Sadler. He's with us this morning from the Heritage Foundation. He's a senior research fellow for naval warfare and advanced technology at the Allison Center for National Security. That's quite a title. Brent, how are you?
Pretty good. I just go by Brent.
Oh, okay. All right, Brent. Well, thank you for being with us. What's your take on, I mean, there were a lot of aspects to this, including some military aspects of Trump securing some agreements in Asia. What's your take on it?
Well, I mean, first I got to say Senator Schumer's comments, it doesn't matter how eloquently you say it, it doesn't make it true. The president's trip, starting with Kuala Lumpur and then Tokyo and then, of course, in South Korea, was definitely a power flex aimed at China, because you had peace deals signed between Cambodia, which is a close partner, ally of China, and Thailand. That was Trump that actually enabled that. You had a doubling down with the new prime minister in Tokyo to buy more American strike weapons, military gear, and also spend a lot more on their defense. Then you had South Korea doubling down in getting in and supporting a revitalization of American shipbuilding. And, of course, then the Xi Jinping summit meeting just before Trump announcing that he intends to restart nuclear testing, something that we're well overdue for doing, but clearly getting back in the game to revive our nuclear deterrence, which has been really wanting for 30 years.
Right. Well, speaking of nuclear deterrence, the president also announced we would resume some nuclear testing. And if the news reports were correct that I heard this morning, the last time we did that was during the Clinton administration, like back in 1992, What's the history on that, and is it necessary for us to do that again?
So that was a time when North Korea was suspected of having a very nascent nuclear program. We almost went to war in 1994 over it. The Soviet Union was in shambles. Their weapons were more. We were more concerned about them. What was called loose nukes, and the beginnings of trying to get Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons became the 1994 deal that we all know how that turned out for them. And China was not really considered really a player at all, needless to say, India and Pakistan. So the world was a very different place. We didn't think we needed our nuclear arsenal. We thought we were on a massive beginning of a peace dividend. And so it was easy to give up on it because we were so far ahead, we thought. And Russia and China certainly did not pause. They did not hit the pause button. They actually accelerated. For the Russians, they fielded some very interesting tactical weapons and new capabilities, and the Chinese have dusted off our own designs that we never matured. They stole, like a neutron bomb, for example, and have really caught up in a lot of ways.
So it's necessary that we do this again. I mean, because I know I'm waiting for it. 3-2-1, the left, the old anti-nuclear people that would chain themselves to railroad tracks around the country to come out of the retirement homes and show up again.
Yes. I think it's misguided, to say the least, and extremely dangerous. One of the things that's kept major war from happening since World War II is the fact that we've got nuclear weapons. It is the guarantor of preventing a massive global war. The Chinese have a very different view than we do on the use of nuclear weapons, and it's a very dangerous one. And the only way you can keep them from thinking it's a good idea is being able to match them on the escalation ladder. And right now, we really don't have the choice of nuking cities in response to perhaps a small tactical attack against our Navy at sea.
Yeah.
And that's not exactly an option a political leader would want to make. We need better options for our president.
That's a good point. Brent Sadler, our guest from the Heritage Foundation. I mentioned this in his title. He is an expert in the area of naval warfare. You wrote a piece for Heritage about a month ago talking about the new force design for the U.S. Navy. The president talks about how dominant the U.S. is militarily in the world. How important is this?
Well, the force design itself is not so much important. It's just another document, but it's an insight as to, you know, the millions of decisions and billions of dollars that are being moved around on a daily basis to make sure we're sustaining and building the right kind of Navy. It hasn't been released yet. There's been very tight-lipped, but it's very clear that we are in a capacity as king right now timeframe if we're going to try to deter the Chinese from thinking that now's the right time to go to war with us. And that's one of the things. Get firepower downrange quickly. It's one of the ways that we can use unmanned platforms on smaller ships that can stay at sea for a long time with, say, for example, a large manned ship. So it's never out there by itself, but it's a way to get firepower downrange quickly. I'm confident we're going to see some of that in this new design, and hopefully we'll actually see it in the water in the Philippine Sea in the not-too-distant future.
Interesting. You say we, in this article, have 291 warships. The plan was to have well over 300, correct? 355 originally. What's happened there? Why are we not up to where we should be?
This frustrates a lot of us in this town that care about the Navy, both in uniform and also those like me that are now out trying to help advocate for a stronger and appropriately sized Navy. Yeah, if you go back 2016, and President Trump embraced this as he was getting ready to come into office in his first term, a goal of 355 ships sometime out into the future is problematic. But if you look at the build plans, the first one that was informed by that idea, today we should have 314 warships. We have actually less than, we're around 289, 288 right now and going down. So the plans are not worth the paper they're written on. We're certainly getting political will behind it with things like the Ships for America Act and the president and the Congress. It seems more than willing to spend the money to build the Navy that's needed. It's certainly a cheaper way than fighting.
All right. Well, let's hope people are paying attention and you're helping bring it to their attention. Brent Sadler, thanks for filling in for J.J. Carafano today. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.